The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy! This some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
This ball hits sharply, but Crawford's got it. Throws wide. Rockies take the lead. Desmond heading to second as Blackman scores. The Gold Glover made an errant throw.
AT&T Sportsnet there with the highlight as the Rockies rally and go on to beat the Giants 5-2 yesterday. And Mark, starting with the day that Nolan Arenado came out and expressed his frustration with what was going on with the Rockies and whether or not he wanted to be here long term. The Rockies have won four of their last five. Direct cause and effect or something else?
No, I think it had something to do with it. I mean, I think there comes a time when, you know, your frustration boils over and everybody understands your passion and maybe everybody dials in a little bit. Maybe everybody locks in a little bit. You know, and also the organization. I mean, the organization sent down John Gray. They made some legitimate changes since Tell's going to start tonight. So we'll see if it continues. But I think there's a direct correlation there, Mike.
Yeah, there's also something to the idea that the Rockies are not a bad baseball team. I don't think they're a great team. I think they're an average team. But being an average team, you're going to go through some of those ebbs and flows during the course of a season. They were 11-16 during the month of June. That wasn't going to continue. So now it's swinging back the other way. But if you look at it, what do you think? It's probably going to take about 90 games, 90 wins to make the playoffs, either winning the division or getting in as a wild card, would you say?
Yeah, 90-ish, somewhere in there.
All right, so I love how you get the ish in there.
You got to get the ish.
You're
Mike.
So good with the ish. Your use of the ish is awesome. Well, the Rockies are one game under 500 right now. So if you figure 90 wins is what, 90-72, right? So you got to find a way between now and the end of the season to play 19 games over 500. Oof.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
It's pretty daunting, isn't it?
Right.
So, it's good. They're playing better, but they got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do.
Yeah, when you start looking at wild card stuff, too. I mean, you got L.A., San Francisco at 45. You got Philly at 45 wins. You got Chicago at 47 wins. Just from a pure wild card standing, Colorado is, what, 4.5 games out, but they're behind Chicago, Philly, L.A., San Francisco, St. Louis, and Washington right now in the wild card hunt. That's, you know, pretty daunting task right there.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Cousins now hands it off to Miller. Dribbles to the left elbow. Shoots from 15. No good. Dunk follow by Cousins.
There is Pelicans radio right there. NBA free agency. It's been fun to watch. It's shades of the NFL with the news and moves that come out. So the big one, DeMarcus Cousins does not get a big-time free agent deal, settles for a one-year $5 million deal. This is chump change in the NBA, and he joins the Golden State Warriors. So for all the talk about LeBron in L.A., do you think LeBron is having buyer's remorse? Because the Lakers have no chance this year. Another year will come off LeBron James' career with no NBA championship. Not even a chance.
Well, now, they're not done. I mean, they got your boy Rondo. So
yeah, have fun with that. Yeah. Who knows what you're getting with Rondo?
Lord have mercy. So you got Rondo. You got who else they get? They got somebody else. JaVale McGee.
They got JaVale McGee.
They got, who else did Lakers
and Lance Stephenson.
Yeah, Lance Stephenson. He's just in charge of keeping LeBron's ears cool on the sideline when he comes off for TV timeouts. So, I don't know. I still think Kawhi Leonard's in the works.
To me, the team that's making some interesting moves in the West. I mean, understand that we're already conceding the West and the NBA to Golden State, but New Orleans making some moves. They got Elfrid Payton at the point. They added Julius Randle, which I think is a really good deal from the Lakers. After the Lakers had to let him go, to what they've already got there. The Pelicans are yet another team. The Nuggets are going to have trouble climbing over. So if you're trying to get into that, you know, sixth or fifth spot, if you're in the Nuggets,
good luck with that.
There you go. Next in the Morning Brew.
I'm the king of the world! 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 World!
World! that's a big boat, but I don't know if it's as good as the boat that LeBron James is on celebrating. He is celebrating his new deal on a yacht. His family, they were spotted Monday morning boarding a yacht in, Positano, a super fancy city off the Italian coast where Magic Johnson usually spends part of his summer family vacation. In fact, the Johnson family plans to rent out the same $700,000 per week yacht that they vacationed on last summer.
$700,000 a week?
A week.
Lord have mercy. Now, LeBron, to be fair, is making $300,000 a day.
Right.
So
he'll have that thing paid off in 3 days.
Yeah, if he only stays a week. What if he goes 2 weeks? $1.4 million. It's going to take him a little bit more time. 6 days. My math is correct. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. That's gay.
Who doesn't need a yacht? Who doesn't need to vacation on a yacht?
Oh,
I'm thinking about doing that.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Remember that show back in the day, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Yes, I do.
What was the guy's name? Robin Leach.
Robin Leach, that's right.
I think Robin Leach to Huff can do a... Is he here?
Where is Robin Leach?
Robin Leach to Huff with Lifestyles. Remember how he used to say, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? And all he did that. Can he...
I'm Robin Leach. And I have more money than you. I've never done Robin Leach.
Ah, it's not bad.
No, that wasn't bad at all. That was actually pretty good.
Well.
Yeah. Not as good as you do Connery, though.
Mm. That's right. And speaking of doing things well,
jeez. Why do I always do this?
I always
walk into this.
You do. You do. And you think there's no way that he can spin it into that.
I know. He does it within like 5 seconds.
It's effortless. It's like me telling a story and getting back to me.
Yeah.
I can do it in a matter of just seconds. That's the Huff.
That's right, but I usually take my time with Mike's mother.
Oh, jeez, all right, that's enough.
She deserves it.
All right, thank you there, DeHuff. Next on the Morning Brew.
Come on, I'll even bet you.
Seriously?
Big dinner with dessert, but I got to the end of the month.
I'll give you a year.
No, no. A month. End of the month.
It's a bet.
So, how are your levels coming along?
Well, I decide I'm not going to do it.
Really? What a shock.
So the Philadelphia Eagles hot streak continues. They're going to get a chance to wear their home green jerseys when they visit the Saints at the Superdome in November. So it goes back to the NFL meetings in March. There was a golf outing, and Doug Peterson and Sean Payton were playing together. They decided to have a wager, and it was whoever won, their team was going to get to wear their home colors in the other guy's stadium for the Week 11 game in New Orleans. So Peterson ends up winning, and so the Eagles, as a result, will get to wear their home jerseys on the road in New Orleans.
It makes me think that that you kind of advised Sean Payton on his betting.
How like, so?
Well, because you make dumb bets and then you have to get Tebow tattooed.
Yeah, true.
And I'm like,
lose bets to myself.
Right. You're betting that the other guy gets to wear your home jersey and the home game is actually in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get that chance again for, like, another 3 years. I mean, who knows what's going to be happening in 3 years? Maybe Doug Peterson's not in Philadelphia. Maybe you're not in New Orleans. Like, you made a bet that you really, if you win the golf, if you win the outing, that you may not ever get to pay, it may never become payable. Like, if you won the golf outing, you're still going to wear your home jersey at your home. You're not scheduled to play in Philadelphia anytime soon.
Well, the good times roll for Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles. And Peterson, by the way, only came in at number 9 on the top coaches list that NFL.com came up with the other day.
Yeah, was Gruden ahead of him?
No, Gruden was one behind him.
Well, Gruden was 10?
Gruden was 9.
There's a beautiful banana.
Actually, I think Peterson was 8.
Peterson was 8 and
Gruden
was
9.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Can I get another Gruden drop? Just another one.
Spider 2Y banana.
Thank you.
It's like Back to the Future. It's weird.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.